Welcome to Cybercast. Today we launch into Google News rapid fire security briefing detailing North Korea's Ether hiding blockchain malware, an AI arms race, and Gmail's new cop shields, rising malware and phishing waves, worms, Windows SMB exploits, ransomware growth, and cloud extortion tactics, Telegram's bolstered anti-phishing defenses against a new Russian campaign, the critical WatchGuard Fireware VPN RCE bug, and even the Louvre's post-heist push for tougher surveillance to fortify both digital and physical perimeters. Next up in Google News, here's a rapid-fire security briefing you won't want to miss. 1. North Korea's blockchain malware. Google's threat intelligence group warns that North Korean actors are using a smart contract called Ether hiding to slip malware into Ethereum and BNB transactions. Criminal groups have already adopted this technique to steal crypto. 2. AI arms race, adversaries and defenses. Google reports a new generation of AI-powered attackers and urges the industry to build AI-driven defenses to keep pace. In line with that, Google just rolled out Agentic Threat Intelligence, an interactive conversational interface designed to speed up threat analysis. 3. Gmail, get stronger. To block excess search and similar cross-origin attacks, Google is adding cross-origin opener policy, co-op, protections to Gmail for rising malware and phishing campaigns. ColdRiver hackers have unleashed 3 fresh malware families, signaling an uptick in their operations tempo. A novel CoPhish technique uses Microsoft Copilot Studio agents to deliver OAuth token-stealing phishing attacks via fake consent prompts. Criminals are also abusing Microsoft's open redirects in phishing lures against Italy's PayGo PA payments portal. Cisco Talos flags more phishing campaigns exploiting Microsoft 365 Exchange Online's direct send feature. 5 worms, vulnerabilities, and patches. A self-propagating glassworm has been found in OpenVSX and VS Code registries with nearly 36,000 installs. CISA and the feds warn of active exploitation of patched and unpatched high-severity Windows SMB flaws, including CVE-2025-33073 and others that allow system privileges. Microsoft revoked over 200 fake certificates used in a Teams-based vanilla Tempest malware attack. October's patch. Tuesday brought fixes for a Windows Cloud Mini Filter race condition, multiple Azure Access BLOIC vulnerabilities, CVE-2025-2275-12278, an ASP.NET Core request smuggling bug, and more. 6. Ransomware, extortion, and cloud security. Microsoft's Digital Defense Report shows extortion and ransomware now account for over half of all malicious campaigns. Microsoft Sentinel's goal to unify cloud security is under scrutiny, with questions about its maturity and return on investment. Researchers published a free Yara rule set to detect a newly disclosed bad WSUSE exploit, CVE-2025-59287-7, hunting and hardening techniques. Huntress Labs released the Cazadora script to unearth hidden malicious OAuth apps in Microsoft 365. Analysts demonstrate how mermaid diagrams in Microsoft 365 Copilot could be abused for stealthy data exfiltration. An Entra ID honeypot article outlines methods to detect password spraying attacks. That's today's security roundup on Google News. Stay vigilant out there. Up next on our Telegram News Roundup, a leading Russian cybersecurity firm has sounded the alarm over a brand new malware campaign spreading through Telegram, designed to sneak onto users' devices via phishing-style messages. In response to this growing threat, Telegram itself has rolled out enhanced security features, including one-time link protections and improved two-step verification, to help shield users from baited links and unauthorized logins. The broader picture in Russia remains tense. Cyber experts report a sharp rise in attacks across government, corporate, and private networks, underlining the urgent need for stronger defenses. Russian authorities are now publicly cautioning citizens against unverified VPN services and are encouraging everyone to stick with vetted, secure channels. Telegram often cited as a top choice. Yet it hasn't all been smooth sailing for the platform. Several security breaches have come to light. A backdoor planted in a modified Telegram X client, a hacked Telegram bot dumping personal data, and a large-scale cyber assault that knocked out services for around 82 million users before restoration efforts kicked in. In some regions, local governments have even blocked Telegram outright, pushing people toward approved, secure alternatives. Amid warnings not to use the app for illicit purposes, experts continue to stress end-to-end encryption's value while urging users to stay vigilant against SIM swap schemes and other social engineering tricks. Telegram's latest updates aim to tighten privacy safeguards and keep user data locked down. But in today's volatile cyber landscape, experts agree there's no substitute for cautious clicking and robust security hygiene. Next up in WatchGuard news, researchers have uncovered a critical flaw in WatchGuard's Fireware OS that threatens to turn these once trusted security appliances into attack launchpads. Here's what you need to know. What's wrong? An out-of-bounds write vulnerability in the Fireware VPN module lets unauthenticated remote attackers execute arbitrary code on affected devices. In practical terms, someone on the internet could seize control of your Firebox firewall or VPN gateway without ever logging in. Scope of the problem. According to Shadow Server and other scanning outfits, more than 71,000, and by some counts upward of 75,000 talons, WatchGuard Firebox and VPN appliances remain exposed to this remote code execution bug. Devices using IKEV2 with dynamic gateway peers are particularly at risk. The impact. Successful exploitation hands an attacker full control over your firewall, giving them the ability to drop you from your network, intercept traffic, or even use your perimeter devices as pivots for deeper intrusions. The fix is out now. WatchGuard has released patches addressing the flaw. If you manage Fireware OS or WatchGuard VPN hardware, you should download and apply the update immediately. It's a simple but urgent step to plug what could otherwise become a costly breach. That's the latest on the WatchGuard vulnerability. Stay tuned and stay patched. And now, up next in Louvre News, here's what's unfolding at Paris's famed museum. 1. Proposed easing of surveillance rules. The French Private Security Federation is calling for relaxation of video surveillance regulations in the wake of the audacious Louvre break-in. They argue that current laws hamper rapid response and real-time monitoring and want more flexibility for private security firms. 2. Jewels on the move. Following a daytime jewelry heist that netted 8 precious pieces valued at around $102 million, the Louvre has begun relocating its crown jewels to an ultra-secure vault at the Bank of France. This follows earlier reports that the museum's own vaults failed to keep pace with modern threats. 3. False sense of security. Investigations into the Mas d'Argenès, Rembrandt security setup, and the Louvre's own systems suggest that cutting-edge cameras and alarms created complacency. A recent Court of Auditors report scathingly detailed severe security flaws, asking whether the daylight burglary could or should have been prevented. 4. Staffing shortages and private security gaps. Eyewitness accounts from Louvre security personnel indicate that staff reductions and under-resourced private guards left gaps that skilled thieves exploited. This incident has reignited debate over the chronic understaffing of cultural heritage protection in France. 5. Bigger picture, museum security worldwide. Experts warn that the Louvre episode is not an isolated case, but part of a broader pattern of museum break-ins. The heist serves as a stark reminder that priceless cultural treasures remain at risk unless both public institutions and private security outfits bolster their defences. Stay with us for further updates on how France and the world of art security plan to shore up these critical vulnerabilities. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe online and be sure to catch our next cybersecurity episode dropping weekly.